Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And I am pretty excited to introduce with you some pretty amazing women. They are part of the Coral Airs Chorus. Directors Bonnie Fideschi and Amy Brinkman are with us. Hi, ladies. How are you?
This is how it should always be, Wendy. I always want to have 9 or 10 women in the studio at all times. That's the way it should be.
All right. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. So maybe we need a little more volume on them, Ben, or I'll just turn other microphones on.
Here we go.
All right.
That's better.
All right. So my son is in a madrigal thing, and this is kind of what this is, right? There's no music to accompany it.
Right.
It's a cappella.
Very similar. We just have different chords, and the madrigal singers use a little bit more older type chords. Amy would know the better description.
This is a cappella music in barbershop, and the barbershop style is a little bit different than any kind of choral music because the melody usually isn't sung by the highest part in barbershop. It's kind of tucked in between harmony parts above and below it, which makes it a little bit different. It's a strictly American art form that came here hundreds of years ago and started with men, and then women came along and we made it up.
Hey, we can do that.
Yeah. Why can't you? That's perfect.
So
with a barbershop quartet, obviously quartet infers that there's four people singing.
Right.
So are you taking the same kind of approach to the music? There's just more of you.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah. Correct. Our chorus has about 90 active members.
All right, hang on a second. Our microphones don't seem to be picking you up at all. So,
all right,
there we go.
That's better.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Our chorus has about 90 members, and we're the same thing as just a giant-sized quartet on a bigger scale. We do a lot more choreography. If you grew up ever seeing a men's barbershop quartet, I think people have a straw hat and a vest kind
of
thing.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're not that.
Not anymore.
No. Would a woman's version be a beauty shop quartet instead of a barbershop quartet?
Nice going.
All
right.
Yeah. And now I've noticed you guys, you can look up the Coral Airs Chorus. You have a lot of things on YouTube, and you dress very spangly. You have a lot of sequins.
That's all part of the deal.
False eyelashes.
Yes.
False eyelashes.
I love that. And you're not just standing there like a lot of times the barbershop quartet guys would just stand there really stiff.
Sure.
You guys are like doing yoga and stuff.
Dancing on stage, doing choreo. It's absolutely.
It's pretty amazing.
And who comes up with the choreography for that? Is that you or does somebody else?
Sometimes there are people from the outside of the chorus who create it for us. Sometimes there are people within the chorus who create it, and then we drill and drill and drill. I mean, there are actually choruses around the world who like do cartwheels while they're singing and amazing.
Really?
Things. Yes, you'd be blown away.
It's very physical.
We're not quite there.
Well, no, not yet. Yeah. Give it time.
How many women in the total group of the Coral Airs Chorus?
About 90 active members.
90?
Yeah. Wow.
Will they all be at Drury Lane on Saturday night?
Probably
pretty
about
many.
80 of
about
them.
85 will be there, yeah. We have a performance this weekend, a show, and we try to have as many people there as possible. We have a few people coming back from vacations, and other than that, everybody's around.
And surgeries, you know. All that dancing puts those joints out of whack.
Did you guys sing in school? Were you part of the choirs in school,
yeah,
or
yes,
all of a sudden?
Musical theater.
All of you guys.
Exactly. Dancing.
Hang on, that mic is not working at all, Ben. That one on the left, at all. Sorry, that's Amy Brinkman.
A lot of us, I think, all sang in our younger days, and then you don't really have an outlet to sing when you're older necessarily. Maybe you sing even through college, and then all of a sudden there's nothing to find.
Yeah.
So barbershop has become a great hobby and a great place outlet for women that are looking for something to do, and it's turned into a family outside of our daily lives.
Yeah.
How often do you practice? How many times a week?
Once a week on Monday nights in Elmhurst from 7 till 10, 3 hours every week. And sometimes on the weekends we'll throw in a little extra.
As we get closer to our international competition, which is happening this fall, we'll throw in an all-day session. Or we just had a coach in last weekend from Arizona, so it was Friday night and all-day Saturday.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Is there a chorus that's your rival, or does that only happen on Glee?
We're
your own worst enemy.
Yeah.
There are
really
a lot of barbershop choruses in the Chicagoland area, and there are one very premier chorus that happens to have won our international contest many times.
Oh, wow.
And they're up in Northbrook area. So, yeah, we do have rivals right around here, but, you know, it's a happy competition for
Is
all
it?
Of us. Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't try to steal a member away from another chorus, or they wouldn't? No? Never. No?
For the right price.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, now, do you guys have a website?
We do. It's coral-airs, A-I-R-E-S, Com.
All right. One of the top-ranked barbershop choruses in the world, part of Sweet Adeline's International, which is the competition you guys were talking about. Mm-hmm. How many groups are there that compete in this competition?
So in order to qualify to go to the international competition, you have to win your regional competition. So there's 35 regions worldwide, and you have to win your regional competition to be able to attend the international. So we'll be up against 34 or 5 other choruses.
Winners.
Wow.
Winners,
from all around the world, and
it's
literally around the world. Sweden, England, New Zealand. I mean, there are choruses all around the world that come, not just in the United States, and we all get together, and it's a week of solid barbershop from start to finish. Quartets compete as well. Smaller and mid-sized choruses also have a competition.
Yeah.
And then the bigger choruses compete later in the week. So
that's amazing.
It's
very fun. So it's global. And
it's like the World Series of barbershop.
It is, isn't it?
You've got to win your division to get to
advance.
The World Series.
And do you have to audition to be part of the Choral Airs? Because I've been known to sing a little bit. Perhaps
I do an audition for you live on the air.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think we should do that today.
We do have an audition process, but it's not really that intimidating. We're just making sure that you can kind of sing your part and be able to hear it with 3 or 4 other people. So when we put you up on the risers with a lot of other people mixed up, you'll be able to kind of hold your part on your own.
That's got to be hard. Do you have to cover one ear or something?
Sometimes at the beginning you can see.
And then you get your groove?
Yeah.
It's daunting to hold your part.
Sure, I can imagine. Yeah.
All right, well, they are the Choral Airs Chorus, and Everyone's a Winner event is happening this Saturday, March 4th. It's at Drury Lane Theater in Oak Brook. It's a lovely place to go see these lovely ladies. And why don't you do a song for us right now?
Sure.
That's the tuning harp, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that coming down the street? Who's that baby? Ain't he sweet? Who's that guy? Oh, my, so divine, so divine. Who's that? Just like a dream, cutest guy you've ever seen. I can tell you now, he's all mine. No, he's mine. No, he's mine. He's all mine. Ain't he sweet? Coming down the street, ask you very confidentially, ain't he sweet? He could be mine. Look at me, I'm in my prime. Squeeze that guy, cuddle up with him. He's so divine, just look him up. Perfection. Oh, here he comes in my direction. So fine, I repeat. Think he's kinda neat. Check him out on social media, ain't he? Oh, ain't my baby sweet? Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't be baby. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Whoa! Yes, ma'am, we've decided. No, ma'am, we won't hide it. Yes, ma'am, you're invited. No,
right now, by the way.
By the way, when we reach the preacher, I'll say, hey, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, not maybe. Yeah, oh, that's my baby. Carefully, 'cause he's my baby. Yes, sir, my sweet little baby. Yes, sir, that's my baby now, baby now.
The Choral Airs Chorus.
Wow.
I am sitting here with the dumbest smile on my face just eating this up.
That's so good. Wow.
That is amazing. Wow. The directors of the Choral Airs Chorus, who will be at Drury Lane Theater this Saturday in Oak Brook, Bonnie Fideschi, Amy Brinkman, you guys are sisters?
We are. Yep.
Did you sing together at home growing up all the time?
A little bit, yep. Our dad was a barbershopper as well, sang in a men's barbershop chorus and a barbershop quartet, so we kind of grew up with it in the house.
That's amazing. Great.
We didn't really find women's barbershop till we were much older.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it existed till right now.
That's part of the problem. Lots of people don't know it exists, and it's a great outlet for women who want to sing somewhere.
Do you know how I know it exists? This is so strange, but on an episode of Hazel, when I was a kid, Hazel was a member of the Sweet Adelines.
Mr. B.
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. B.
That's how I knew. So.
Oh, Mr. B. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. That's
Just one episode, but that's how I know.
And Jimmy Fallon actually does barbershop on his show.
Yeah, he does.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Does barbershop.
Yeah, but they're not women.
No.
You know?
No, but
Fallon looks okay in a dress.
All right. So Bonnie and Amy, as we mentioned, I don't know if each one of you want to step up to the microphone just to give your name, because we have to give everybody credit here, because you guys are absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank you.
So who else is here with you today?
I'll let everybody else take take a chance.
Debbie Lee.
Julia King.
Janet Masters.
Go to that mic, because that's the only mic not working.
Linda Herza. Hi, John.
And Peggy Sherpy. Hi, everybody.
And we have one more, I believe.
Tracy Hewlett.
Yeah. You ladies are sensational.
So good.
Of course, Ain't He Sweet, taken from the song Ain't She Sweet.
Right,
you just switched it around a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember the word social media being in the original version of that song either. You tossed that in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
All right, a quick break, and then we're back with the Coral Airs Chorus. You can go to their website at coral-airs.com, CORAL/AIRES. It's hard to spell when everybody's looking at you. Coralairs.com, and we'll be back. They'll do another song. They'll be at Drury Lane on Saturday. It's Bill and Wendy, 720 WGN. All right, we have some very talented ladies with us this afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
The Coral Airs Chorus, and I guess what's going on at Drury Lane this Saturday, it's like a spring luncheon performance, correct?
It's our major fundraiser of the year.
It's a professional fashion show, actually.
A professional fashion show with the professional Coral Airs Chorus performing. We have Bonnie Fideschi.
You got it.
And Amy Brinkman. They are the directors, and we have all the other women with us. And will you wow us with another song?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Until I fell in love, my life was very easy. The moon just made it moonlight. The breeze just made it breezy. And then I fell in love, and things at once were clear. Now I hardly see or hear. Shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, I'll still my heart. How high the moon, do 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 do. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. Somewhere there's music, how near, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Come soon till you will, I'll still my heart. How high the moon, the moon.
How high the moon,
the moon.
How high the moon.
The Choral Heirs Chorus. Bill, can I just tell you something? Every time we have somebody in the studio, they say, I can't believe that's your job. You guys are having fun all day long. Are you having fun, ladies, or what?
Yeah. Looks like it. Wow.
We must be doing something wrong if you have to ask.
I mean, it's so funny. There were people walking down past the studio, and they're looking in, and they're smiling, and they're giving you a thumbs up. It's just, it's happiness, and that's what we need in this day and age, happiness.
It is. I don't know if it's economically feasible, but I would like to have you guys in the backseat of my car. And when I drive around, you just think that would be the best thing in the world.
Yeah, a school bus?
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Did some of you drive in together? And if so, do you guys just all sing the way in?
We did. This time. Yeah, we were vocalizing in the car.
Four of us from the suburbs came out together. And some of them live, these three live in the city, and she was in the city working today. So, yeah.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible. What happens, hypothetically, if you don't, you have the harmonica, right?
All
right.
Pitch pipe.
So if you don't do that, if you don't just hit a single note, does that make it harder? It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't even want to try that. That would be a
really?
That's a total malfunction. You
know, really?
None of us are really professionally musically trained.
Yeah.
So
you're not? Wait a minute. What?
No. I mean, well, we do have one professional musician. Yeah. Group, but most of us are just people that like to sing.
Love to sing.
So
love music. We teach people that.
Yeah, we teach
people. We teach them what they need to know.
So when
to
you
sing
hear that note, because I'm non-musical, when you hear that note, does that say to you, that's the note I'm trying to achieve? Is that what you're
trying to start on?
Really. That's the key that the song might be written in.
Oh, okay.
And each of us singing in four parts have a different place that we go from that key.
Oh.
So whatever I blow on this pitch pipe, then they all know where their part is relative to that.
That song is what the first word is, and then it gets us there in our brain.
Oh, okay.
Usually we have more trouble thinking what the first word is than the first note. We're all pretty good with the note. It's just like,
yeah, you really have to have a good ear.
Do you ever just blank out and forget a word to a song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've done it on stage.
Sure.
Absolutely.
No one knows.
You just point like that.
Yeah. It's her fault.
I did it on the car right in. It was obvious because there were only four of us.
Oh, no. How is it different? There's eight of you currently, but when you do this at Drury Lane, there's going to be over 100. So what's different in your mindset when you're singing with eight as opposed to 100 plus?
It's a little bit more, we have to be focused here.
Yeah.
There's more of you to cover for you, like in your different...
Exactly. So we'll have long phrases in the chorus where we'll tell people, don't sing it that long because your voice will change by the time you're air deprived at the end.
Yeah.
And there's other people you're singing your part. So it's a little bit easier. You know, the pressure's kind of off when everyone else is around you. There's probably 40 people, 45 people who sing the melody part in the chorus and about 25 that sing the baritone part, which is like the middle part.
Right.
And we have, 10 tenors. They sing the high part in barbershop and about 25 basses. Yeah.
There's
so it's
a lot going on.
Yeah.
Right.
It really
the
is.
Best,
is
I take issue with that.
Ladies, you are absolutely amazing and just really
so
brought
good.
A smile to our faces, and I'm sure all the listeners today, too.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
All right, you can find them. Let me do this correctly now. Choralheirs.com. It's choral-AIRES.com. The Choral Heirs Chorus. They're part of the Sweet Adelines International. When is your next competition so we can root for you?
We're getting ready for a regional competition. We're just going in to be evaluated there, kind of like get some comments as we prepare for the international competition, which is in October in Las
Columbus
Vegas.
Columbus Day in Las Vegas.
At the MGM Grand.
Yeah, we'll be at
nice.
The MGM. So.
That's so nice. And when you say comments, what... They don't say anything derogatory.
Oh,
no. It's all positive stuff, right?
There are women in the organization who literally take education to become judges in the organization, and it's a hard process.
Sure.
Very long, they listen and they evaluate you on four different categories, and they write notes specifically for their category, and then they'll give them to us as the directors, and we read them to the chorus, and we take those and hopefully learn from whatever we did that performance and build on it for the next
time. Good.
Mm-hmm. I would like to come sing with you one night.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would love it.
I can't commit to it, but I would like to at least come by.
All right.
You're more than welcome. We'd love to have you.
You're based out of Elmhurst?
Yep. Right. Yeah. It's
awesome.
Pretty contagious.
We rehearse right at the corner almost of York Road and St. Charles. So it's
on the street?
Inside.
Yeah. On the corner, that's how we bring people in.
Yeah.
Every Redeemer Lutheran Church in their
stop
little
the
gym area.
Stop the traffic, you get out,
sing. Every red light, we pull
you
up.
Guys
wow.
are just amazing. And it's the annual Spring Luncheon Performance and Fashion Show, Choral Heirs Chorists. you're going to host this Everyone's a Winner event, and it's happening at Drury Lane this Saturday. For tickets and information, you can go to choralairs.com.
Right, correct. Yeah. Also, are tickets still available? Yeah. There'll be about 600-700 people there. So
we have some great raffle prizes that we're also selling raffle tickets for, and you don't have to be present to win, so check it out on the website, and you can be a winner.
Oh,
there's
beautiful.
Cash.
Wow. People like
there's
Wendy.
More.
All right, directors Bonnie Fedeschi, Amy Brinkman, and all you lovely ladies, continued success, and we hope to have you back sometime.
Thanks so much. Absolutely.
We'd love to have
you. Thank you.
A quick break, some news, more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.